You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Oh, a little disco music.
Yeah.
We need that. Just get back in a good mood, right?
Yeah, great mood. Let's be in a great mood.
I'm in a great mood now.
Yeah, now that you've unloaded on me.
Let's see, where were we? No, let's get back to talking yeah. about Family Feud in a minute. Amy Bleefnik's here, her whole family, the Bleefniks. You ought to see the big sign behind them on the television set at the Family Feud in the newspaper today on A5. It's a great picture, Amy. Have you read it yet? Have you seen it?
No, I have not seen it, nor have I read it yet. But I
don't read it now because you're on the air, but there it is.
It's a cute picture. It's a really cute picture. It's the one that's kind of been on our Facebook page. But, yeah, they wouldn't even release the pictures to us until, like, 2 weeks ago. So we couldn't even see the pictures they had taken.
Boy, did I get in trouble Monday night.
Ooh.
You know, after the radio show, you were on Soy City Buzz, and I, in the worst way, want to know, and she even says in this article, she has not told a soul the results of the show yet because you're not allowed to, right?
Right. I can't. But, you know, I can't. But also, I didn't want to tell anyone because it'll be so much more fun if you don't know when you watch.
Plus, she doesn't want to be hit up by everybody that goes, you got $75,000 laying around.
Interesting that you bring that up because that's an interesting question about the car that you could win, that you might have won, for all I know. I haven't seen you drive a new car, but there's a hint. You could have given it to one of your family members.
Well, they don't give you any prizes until 30 days after your show is air.
Oh, so a car could be coming. So anyway, Monday night, she's on the show, Nick, and we're talking about Family Feud and all the cool behind-the-scenes things that go on. And I said, boy, you know, a question dawned on me. If you win, you got to stay for another show. Now, how many shows would you stay for if you won them all?
Well, you can win up to 5 times.
Yeah, so I posed that question, and you answered it in a way that you could presume that you at least went beyond one show. But you never said. And so anyway, I assumed you did. And when I got to dinner over at Bizou with my family that night, my daughter said, boy, I breached the confidentiality thing, and I got you in all kinds of trouble. Did you get a call from the producer and said you're disqualified?
I think they have a little more to do in L.A. than call me, okay? So I think I'm okay.
Yeah. Right. Now, ask you a question about where we're at. Is it in Burbank?
Yeah, they film in Burbank,
It
right?
is in Burbank at the studios at Universal Studios. It was the whole experience was super, super cool. It's right there on the set. You know,
it's show business, right?
It's show business. It's 100% show business. And Steve Harvey was so awesome.
Yeah.
He was as nice and funny off screen as he was on camera.
Kevin, the studios out there, you know, you might see some, you might look over some, it depends on how it's set up and what's being filmed and whatnot. You might look over and see a volcano set up, but mostly you just see these sound stages, you know, they're almost like nondescript warehouse rectangles. And then you walk in and you're like, oh, here's the Family Feud. And then I'm assuming it was probably a little smaller than you thought because, you know, TV kind of makes things look bigger a lot of times, but there's a lot of open area.
Well, they got a big audience though, right?
Oh, yeah, they do have a big audience at that particular show. So,
How many?
I have 250 people.
Yeah, that's sizable.
In fact, my daughter-in-law was in the audience watching us on the show.
Well, how big was the set? Was it a small set or a big set?
No, the set was as big as it looked. Actually, it's bigger than it looks on TV.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, it was pretty cool. And, you know, the lights behind you on the stage and the set. I
think that's the difference between local TV and big time. I remember I did Captain 11 when I was in the Cub Scouts. In St. Louis. And boy, was I disappointed when I went on Captain 11 set. But then when Mike Gulledge and I went out to watch the Letterman show in New York, it was as big as, I think it has to do with the size of the size of the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a national show, you know, and millions of dollars get put into the show throughout the year and everything. So the set was a number one first class. I kind of expected it to be not as nice, to be, you know, the set was great. All the lights, all the action was bright. The studio audience was fun, and people in the studio audience, when they were talking to my daughter-in-law, they're like, oh, your family's on this show. I mean, they were so excited to be sitting with someone whose family was up there.
Yeah. I bet that was cool.
Yeah, it's just part of the, like, because you're going there for this to get a dose of something, and here's a dose sitting right next to me. That's cool. That's kind of cool. Yeah.
Now, I'm just going to give you one more story about time I went to Letterman, but same thing happened. Mike and I were sitting up in the bleachers. Not bleachers, up in the balcony, first row. The guy sitting next to me was Jimmy Kimmel's brother. Jimmy Kimmel was on the show that night.
Oh, cool.
And this was before he had his own show. And he put a big tattoo on his chest of David Letterman, because David Letterman was his idol, and David Letterman didn't know this was going to happen. But the guy next to me says, oh, wait till you see what's going to happen. Wait till he opens up his shirt. I go, what? He goes, he's been up all night so nervous about what he's going to do. And at the end of the interview, he rips his shirt open. There's this big tattoo of David Letterman on his chest. He's got a big hairy chest. Oh. It was the most grotesque thing you've ever seen. And Letterman acted like it was grotesque. But it was cool to know that little back inside baseball stuff. So you got your family out there telling the audience everything about the Bleefniks.
Yeah, it was really kind of cool. And, you know, I mean, there were a lot of things about the show itself. You know, like I got asked, like, what place was I in? Well, when we lined up, you know, it was Ted was the first and Tim and then me in the middle, kind of, you know, female with two men on either side. And then when we went through our practice round, the producer moved me down to the fourth place, which meant that we were on the show. We were going to be on, because the first round is a practice round and you're not guaranteed on the show still. They can fly you all the way out there and you still aren't guaranteed on the show. We have to make it through the practice round. So after the practice round, the producer comes up and she says, we're going to move you down to fourth place, Mom. And I'm like, okay, well, that means we're on. Yay. And so when
they figure out what where you be best in what position on the actual set.
Yes, because she pulled us all together. And I was happy we were going to be on, but I was like, I wanted to go up, not down. You know, kind of like
be the mother of the.
Yeah,
I'm the mom.
Yeah, and she says, well, she pulled us together, and she says, listen, Mom, here's why I moved you down. Women are better in fourth position, and the game is won or lost in the fourth position.
Do you think she was playing to your ego, or do you think that's scientifically
I think
correct?
Both.
She was a woman, too.
Wait,
right?
What she really said was women were smarter than
oh,
men.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
I figured that out.
That's what she really said. But anyway, even if it was a lie, I bought it. It was fine. And
that's
and
crazy.
So, yeah. And the other funny story is this, though. So the same.
Oh, wait a minute. Save it. Because we got to take a marquee coffee break.
Okay.
If
okay.
We only got one more funny story left. I don't want to do it now.
Okay, we'll wait. We'll save it.
Can you come up with more than one?
Oh, yeah.
If not, we'll just talk about the prom.
Yeah, I have plenty. But yes, we can talk about the prom, too.
I've got to talk about the prom. She was on the show Monday night, and we ran out. We got so fired up about Family Feud, we didn't talk about the prom at MRI.
Well, we'll make time for that. And we can't give her too much time because I think you'll badger the witness and she'll end up having to spill the beans before the show airs. So we got to get her out of here.
Yeah, now you're saying I have a reputation of badgering
because
we
reputation.
Didn't agree on impeachment?
His wife tried this summer to badger me. She was almost got an answer. She did. She was like,
I can't wait to read her
Sue
text
so
on this
sweet
interview.
That you might want to tell her. I'd be fine with that.
She hasn't texted on this one yet. I already got in trouble in Nick's segment. All right, so it's time for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. 40 years.
40.
So hear that? Not
yep.
30, Wayne. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic's in the beans.
Decatur's favorite place to buy a car is also your place for a great deal. You know who I'm talking
yeah,
about. It's Bob Brady.
The Bob Brady Auto Mall and Bob Brady Cadillac Buick GMC.
Two great dealerships right there on I-72. The Bob Brady Auto Mall at exit 144 and Bob Brady Cadillac Buick GMC at exit 141 in Forsyth. Whether you're looking for a car, truck, van, SUV, or work vehicle, Brady's got you covered.
At the Auto Mall.
The Bob Brady Auto Mall at exit 144 is home to Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram trucks, Honda, Hyundai, Mitsubishi, and the incredible lineup of Ram commercial work vehicles.
In Forsyth.
Don't miss Bob Brady in Forsyth for Cadillac, Buick, and GMC. Just off I-72 at exit 141, home of the Charlie deal. Hard to finance? No problem. Brady will work to find you the right creditor when others might not even look. For more than 30 years, Decatur's first choice for new and pre-owned is Bob Brady, I-72 at exit 141 and 144. At Bob Brady, we're deal.
Decatur Memorial Hospital is now part of Memorial Health System. Now the same great care DMH has delivered for more than 100 years is getting even better. Thanks to the support of Memorial, a regional healthcare leader. because you deserve innovative, nationally recognized care and prevention right here in Decatur and Central Illinois. Memorial Health System and Decatur Memorial Hospital, together for you. Learn more at dmhcares.com.
Kids, career, priorities, people counting on you. Millikan University understands. That's why we created flexible learning, education designed to help you earn your college degree and move your career forward without sacrificing what's most important to you. Flex classes take place online, evenings, and weekends, and are designed to accommodate your professional and personal goals. Your success is Millikan's priority. Isn't it time to make it your own? Be the priority. Make the move. Millikan.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back to Byers & Company. I'm with Nick Smith, and I am Kevin Berhaney. Brian will be back on Monday, correct, Nick?
I think so. Hopefully I will be, too.
Why wouldn't you be?
I don't know. If I'm letting the ship go down, I don't know.
Oh, is the ship going down?
No, we're fine.
Have we taken on water?
We're doing just fine. We're about to get a nice uplift. We're getting the inside scoop on the family food. Not family feud. Yeah, not food. Family feud.
Hey, there's a idea for a show. Family food.
Family food. There you go.
During the commercial break, Nick, we're sitting here talking about the nuances of this show in I said, Amy, hey, did you hear the one show? She said, how excited you get on the show. Just naturally, you get into the moment. And I said, well, yeah, the big controversy was the family feud. that the question was, what was Popeye's favorite food? And the answer by this lady who started swinging her torso around and her rear end, and she goes, I know this one. It's chicken. And no, it wasn't. The other guy said, no, it's spinach, and she lost. And that was a kind of a natural mistake to make, but she was pretty cocky.
Well, it is funny because you're just like, I got this, I got it, you know, and I'm like, I had one I thought I got too. And
did you not get it?
No, I didn't get it.
Is it hard?
It is so hard. You know, you get like the top six answers, okay? And it's easy to get one or two, okay? But when you have to get
why you're four.
Well, sometimes, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Or do they rotate?
Yeah. Well, it's really about the speed, the buzzer question.
So, how hard is it to be first in that buzzer?
It's really hard because it's about reflexes. It's really about reflexes.
Do you put your hand on it or do you hold it up?
You have to put your hand on the table, so you can't hold it up, although you'd want to. And the fourth spot is where they do triple points. So first spot's single points, and second spot's single spot points. But the fourth spot is triple points. So if you get to the fourth spot, whoever wins that question wins the game. So
well, how'd you do in Fast Money?
Well, that would indicate that someone won, and that would be indicating that we won, which we can't indicate anything.
My wife asked me to ask that question.
I know. Yeah, your wife asked us this summer, and it was so funny because that's what we said to Sue is, well, that would indicate that we won, and we got you. And she said, and so then what did you just say off air? You're like, well, so who did? Like I was going to answer it.
Well, all right. So if we come to your party today at 3:00,
is it on a yacht or is it at a regular place?
Yeah.
Yeah. Will your new car be there? How long
days.
Will we be at your party? For a half hour or for?
It's a half an hour show. So
it'd have to be another show if you won.
So, well, they'll only show one show, you know. So if we did win, they would probably show that a different day.
So will you have multiple parties?
We'd have to get through today first, Kevin. You're so, oh, man. He's like, just keeps trying, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah. Hey, Amy, I'll ask you this. Did you see any Steve Harvey-isms? Like, because sometimes if you say, what would you change, or what do you love about Steve Harvey? And some woman almost always will instantly be like, you know, your chest muscles or something, then he'll make the look like, I can't believe you just said that. Did you get to see any of that up close?
There were a lot of Steve Harvey looks, okay? There were a lot.
What was your
Steve
favorite
Harvey
Steve
looks?
Harvey moment?
Well, actually, when he first came out, because my son Ted had on this wild paisley jacket. You can kind of see it in the picture. He had on this wild paisley jacket, which was funny. He had brought several jackets. They tell you to bring three.
Oh, I know. Look at the picture.
Yeah. They tell you to bring three changes of clothes. And
they look, all the guys look pretty spiffy, except for Ray. He just got his blue sport coat on.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah.
The other guy's got bow ties and a paisley coat. And
oh, yeah. So he had, he wasn't going to wear the paisley coat because his wife thought that was too wild. And the two brothers outweighed the wife and said, oh, no, you're wearing that paisley coat. And so he wears the paisley coat. Well, when Steve Harvey comes out in his, you know, $5,000 suit, he sees Ted's sport coat and he's like all over it. He's like, oh, man, I love your coat. That's so awesome. And Ted's like, $40 at Nordstrom. You know, and Steve thought that was really funny. So.
Was that on the air? Was that off?
Well, I don't know. That was while they were taping, but they tape for an hour, for half an hour.
Oh, so you don't know what they cut up?
No, so we don't even know what they're going to edit.
That's got to be. That'd be a good moment, right?
It would be, but I don't know how many other good moments there are that might supersede that, too. So I don't know. That's the whole point. I've waited 7 months to see how they edit the show and to see.
Now, your husband, Ray.
Yes.
He could be a game show host. I mean, he's that kind of personality. He's Mr. Question, you know, and he's Mr. Observation. You know, he's very analytical when he's carrying on a conversation. He's a good listener, unlike me. How was he on the show?
Well, he was kind of disappointed because he actually got put in the fifth position. It kind of was a family vote, like who's most likely to say something wrong? So it was Ray. So he got put in the fifth position. And so the boys and me are at first. And so he didn't get to answer. He didn't get to, like, he didn't get to go to the buzzer. And he was kind of disappointed about that. But
who did the best out of the family?
You know what? It was such a fun experience. All of us, you know, it was, there were highs and lows. In the
what was
show.
The other family like?
Well, it's interesting because so you're not guaranteed a spot on the show. So when we went, there were six families in the room. And so it's so funny because you're kind of checking out everyone else, thinking, oh, that family looks cute. They're all dressed alike.
Yeah, it's like America's Got Talent. They put you all in one big room and you just look at each other until it's your turn to go up.
Yeah, they do. And so you're checking everybody out to see, you know. And it was funny because then we got picked as the first one to do our practice round. So we were so excited. You could see all the other families going, oh. I know. It was like, so yeah. And,
so none of them liked you because you were the favorite family.
I hope so. No, you know what? Actually, we had good relationships with all of them. We talked to them. They had a room there. So in between shows and everything, we talked. It was good. But you know what? We kind of have to talk about today. That yesterday, someone texted me and said, hey, the impeachment's on and I can't watch your show. And
all right, we'll talk about it when we come back.
Okay.
Okay. I'm getting used to this tease stuff, Nick. How am I doing?
Oh, you're doing all right.
I didn't see any snow yet. I heard there might be snow. What's the weather looking like?
Here's a look at your WSOY. 3-day weather forecast today is just going to be cloudy with a high near 36. And tonight, we've got an 80% chance of precipitation. Maybe snow, maybe freezing rain and sleet. Very little ice expected. Low of around 29. For Thursday, we've got snow likely before noon and then rain and snow after. It'll be cloudy with a high of 36. And then for Friday, almost the same. Rain and snow are likely, cloudy with a high of 36. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 24 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:51.
Central Illinois Vision Center has provided exceptional care, resulting in the best quality outcomes for their patients, and they are currently accepting new patients. Their no-shot, no-stitch cataract surgery will correct all of your distance, reading, and astigmatism issues. Visit their office at 2442 Illinois 121 by the fairgrounds, or call 233-3101.
My old washer and dryer were on their last legs, and I really wanted a front loader set. So I went shopping. I thought that the big box lumberyard would have the best deals, so I started there. They had an Electrolux set I really liked, and I thought it was a fair price, but I wanted to compare it with one other store. Dick Van Dyke advertises the best deal, so I tried there. Boy, am I glad I did. They had the same washer and dryer, but their deal came with a buy one, get one free pedestal and a free 10-year protection plan. The other store would sell me a warranty, but for only 5 years. It was a no-brainer. I bought my beautiful new washer and dryer at Dick Van Dyke, saved $370, and got 10 years of protection. Whoa! Wow!
I'm Dennis Reakin, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Decatur during January. I guarantee the best deal on your next appliance purchase. Wow!
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Congratulations to all of the Now Decatur top influencers of 2019 with The List. Individuals who've gone above and beyond for their community, moving the needle and inspiring others. Influencers in healthcare, nonprofits, arts, education, entrepreneurs, and volunteers. Find out who their influencers are, what community means to them, and what lessons they've learned. Find the full list of honorees and listen to their podcasts now at nowdecatur.com. You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back. Time goes by fast when you're having fun. And we're having fun with Amy Bleefnick. She is actually the executive director of Macon Resources Incorporated, but we're here talking about her fun family is on a fun TV show, Family Feud. It's supposed to debut in Decatur at 3:30 or 3 o'clock? 3 o'clock today on Fox, right?
Yes, Fox 55.
55? But it may not because this impeachment thing.
I know. So someone yesterday tried to get it, and she's like, oh, the impeachment's on.
Oh.
I said, well, don't worry, because we're tomorrow. And then I got off the phone with her, and I thought, oh, no. If they superseded the show on Tuesday, will they supersede it on Wednesday? And so I called the station, and the station said, well, they're scheduled to show the impeachment. He didn't know what kind. I know he doesn't know what kind of leeway he's gonna. I'm supposed to call him at 11 o'clock today.
Well, after yesterday, if they're good business people, they're gonna say we're not gonna run this impeachment. I mean, show your commercials and run your normal programming. Go to MSNBC or go to Fox Cable or go to News or go to C-SPAN. I mean, it is terrible TV. It is so boring.
It's awful. So the funny thing is, I called the producer at the station. And I'm like kind of laughing. I'm like, not that the president's not more important than Family Feud, but
no, the president.
Can we show Family Feud instead of the president tomorrow?
I'm convinced the president would rather have Family Feud.
Yeah. In fact, he might tweet me this morning and say that. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so anyway, so we're still going to show up at the WAG and we're going to pray. That's the best part.
Well, if you could get the Quincy app. It's on in Quincy at 9 o'clock this morning.
If I could get it and then I could record it this morning, we can show it. We can show it there. I'm just trying to figure out how.
There's
I can
an app out
it.
There called IPTV, IPTV Smarters, and you can get any TV station in the country, but you got to pay for this app. It's pretty cool.
Well, I'll catch up. I'll get that from you after in between breaks and stuff and find that out. But yeah, so it's today at 3 o'clock. Come early if you want to.
So anybody's invited to the WAG?
Yeah, go to the WAG. I mean, heck, he's got great food and cold beer and, you know, come and have a beverage and watch the show with
us. How often in Decatur, Illinois, do you have somebody this famous in town? I mean, like Dells had a movie made at Dells a couple weeks ago. How cool was that?
Super, super cool.
Lou Grant was here.
Super. It was so cool. It was so cool. And, you know, it's funny because, like, I kind of keep downplaying a little. One of the girls on my staff, she goes, Amy, quit. This is so exciting. I'm like, well, I think it's exciting. I don't know if everyone else does. But, you know, it was really such a fun experience. And, you know, just to represent Decatur on, you know, national TV was pretty fun.
Okay. We've got 4 minutes. And I need to know about this prom that is being sponsored by Macon Resources.
And GT Church and First Christian Church. And this will be the second year for it. It's called A Night to Shine. It's part of the Tim Tebow Foundation. It's part of a worldwide event on Friday, February 7th. It is going to be throughout the world. And it's for individuals, adults with developmental disabilities. We have partnered with the churches. It's going to be at GT Church. It's one of the most wonderful things ever. 600 volunteers will be involved. And there will be a prom. We've been getting dresses and suits and ties and for the.
Is this open to the public?
The event is not open to the public. It's for our honor guests, and they'll have a red carpet, and they'll walk down the red carpet. And David Lee's going to DJ, and cool. We're just going to have a beautiful.
But is it a fundraiser?
No, in fact, it's not. It's free to the individuals who have developmental disabilities. All the costs is incurred between sponsorships and the churches and Macon Resources.
Do you need sponsorships?
Oh, we always.
I'm trying to help you raise money.
We can always use sponsorships. So if you're interested in being a part of this amazing event, and I tell you, I had a volunteer last year, a sweet lady, and I asked her halfway through the evening. I said, "How was this?" She goes, "Oh, Amy, I prayed because I wasn't sure what I was going to get."
Okay, we're about out of time. Tell me how people can give you money.
They can just call or I'll call me at Macon Resources. We'd be more than happy to talk to you. It's a Friday, February 7th. We'll have information on our website.
Okay. And if you want to watch you on the Family Feud, it's at 3 o'clock.
Today, Fox 55. And if something happens, we get superseded, go to my Facebook. I'll have information on there.
Yeah, when you can see it some other time.
Yeah.
We're so proud of you.
Thank you.
All right. That's Amy Bleefnik.